Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Hang me up over there, bitch.
She won't even return his calls. You freaking bitch. What is up with that?
Yeah.
And we spelled program. P-R-O-G-U-M.
I have AIDS.
Because this is what I was thinking about while I was holding my pecker.
What?
It's a hell of an intro right there.
Thanks.
It's the last one of the year.
Yeah, that's the grand finale, guys.
That was the granddaddy of them all.
No, tomorrow's the granddaddy of them all.
That is true.
Do you think anyone will be back in the office on Thursday? Or are they milking this puppy all the way to Monday? I know we're back, but...
Friday.
You think they'll come back Friday?
We've got some sort of office meeting. When is that?
Your favorite day on the calendar, January 6th.
Oh, January 6th. Yeah, so that's that.
When's that?
That's the Monday, right? Yeah. No, no one's
getting... No one will be here
no
until
one will
Monday.
Be here until Monday.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm going to say over-under when we come in on Thursday will be 2.5. Over-under on Friday, 3.5. And that doesn't include us.
Really?
Yeah. 3 o'clock, when we start the show, those are 2.5, 3.5, Thursday, Friday.
You taking unbelievable.
You taking the overs? Any takers?
No. I'm going under. Because that's like, normally there's no one ever in here.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Much less after a holiday.
Okay. An Odyssey station.
I mean, we get Wednesday off. Thursday and Friday are not days off for the company. But... We still won't be here. We don't have a boss.
Do you remember when we went to Dallas to cover the Oregon championship against Ohio State?
I do.
We did shows from there, and they put us in these old radio studios.
Yes.
That I think were owned by Cumulus.
Is it Cumulus?
I think.
I do remember there. It was a big building.
It was a very big building,
yeah.
But what was weird about it was there was no one in there.
No. It actually made me a little unsettled.
It was weird, because it felt like it used to be a radio group.
Yeah. And now it was just...
But now there was nothing, but then every once in a while you'd see somebody walking around and like, what were they... And there was a coffee pot there in the break room, so it's like, well, wait a minute, somebody is here.
It's like after the zombie apocalypse, like the last man on Earth situation, and then you actually, like, you got settled into, oh, there's no one here, and then you saw someone, and they didn't know, they were just
surprised.
And they're
like, who are you?
And you're like,
I don't know, who are you?
Are you supposed to be here? Are you? And there was some sort of weird Mexican standoff.
Well, I bring this up because I feel like our office is turning into that. There's no one here. Like, we have a front desk. No one's ever sat there.
No.
Ever.
There is a reception desk, but there is no receptionist, nor will we accept anyone. You cannot come here and buzz your way in.
No, you can't. You have to be let in.
In fact, a very nice listener the other day had a package for Souk, and they were just waiting for me in the parking lot.
No.
I pulled up. I'm like, why is this guy looking at me? Oh, because he knows I work on the show and he has something for someone on the show because we don't have a receptionist.
And the guy, who's the company that was over here next to us? They moved out.
Yeah, it was like an architect or something.
And so now they've remodeled that. There's no one in there.
No. No, it's weird.
What is happening?
Yeah, there's a purge going on.
We need some life around here.
There is a purge going on.
We don't even have a leader.
No.
Let's find more sun.
We do need to find more sun. Yeah, it's definitely a strange thing. The idea of, like, when you're in a building or anything that appears abandoned, it is one of the more unsettling things that you'll... I got to be in a mall once, like, after hours, when it was...
Lucky you.
Yeah, it was really exciting. In college, I dated a gal who worked at the mall, and she had to go in and pick something up, and so she knew one of the security guards that let us in, and so this is like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and we got to go in the mall, and it was so creepy, because it's just... Again, it feels like the zombie apocalypse, because you're just walking around. And I'll tell you what, had someone come around the corner, they would have scared the living hell out of me, because the only light that was on was like kind of like the emergency like lighting. So it was all dimly lit and it just was eerily quiet. And yet every now and then you kind of kept hearing sounds. It's very unsettling. And that's the way that I remember that. That's the way that radio building felt.
Yeah. Well, it just felt like radio was dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
and here
we are, still on the air.
Here we are, all these years
not
later.
Not dead, at least I don't think.
We're not dead
what
yet.
What if they're playing a joke on us? We're not really on the
this
air.
This is broadcasting to nobody.
It's like Cooley and a couple of other people sending drunk texts to the text line, and that's it. Like, nobody's listening. We're not even on the air. What if that's
the whole Truman Show situation?
Yeah.
We're just running
through
a simulation.
They're just watching us. Look at these morons. They're still coming in.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes, let's do that. Let's.
I'm going to apply to be our GM. I'm going to create a vibe around here.
Might be a little late for that.
Oh, we already have one?
I'm assuming.
We have a hire?
I'm assuming that's what the meeting's about. Why would we have a town hall meeting with the big boss, like the regional boss?
To announce Isaac Ropp as GM?
Maybe so.
Wouldn't
Maybe
that?
I'm throwing you off the scent.
Wait till it's Jason Swigard.
Yeah.
I did make
Hold
my prediction
on,
that
everybody.
One day that Swag would be crowned ruler simply because he'd be the last one standing. He'll be like in charge of MySpace when it eventually dies. Like, he'll just be here
well,
the
isn't
longest.
Isn't that kind of what we are?
It's a little bit.
Here's the situation.
I'm surprised he hasn't moved into the boss's office yet. There's only like three offices in this entire building. I'm waiting for Swag to just...
That's true. There's only three.
Yeah. I did that at the old building during COVID. When we had the giant office, like, it was right down the hallway, and everybody left. We all still allowed to go there.
You,
I just
you
took
squatted
that office
in
over.
There?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was
you
told I needed
Kim's
to move
office.
Out for Scott Roddy.
Scott Roddy.
Yeah. He can just go in there and set up shop and then just, you know.
That's Scott Roddy. That's my Scott Roddy impression.
If I move stuff into that office and just sat down, what would someone think? Are they going to kick me out?
Yes.
You think Cooley would come in and be like, move your stuff?
Yes.
And my response would be, who are you to tell me to move?
I'm the interim
You're not
GM.
The boss of me?
Yeah, you're not the boss of me. Until Doug Abernathy would have to come in, who's the regional boss.
You don't want Doug coming in.
No, but no one here, I believe, has the authority to tell me to move out of that office.
Cooley thinks he does.
But does he?
Well, he kind of does. He's the de facto leader.
See, you said de facto. That doesn't mean official.
Is he de facto or is he interim? Because the interim is official, but de facto is like, just by process
Look,
of elimination.
I feel like if he was...
He's kind of acting like it.
Yeah, but I feel like if he was the interim, he would have said by now. I never read an email saying that he's the interim in charge.
I don't think Doug's on top of it. I don't think Doug gives a rip. Where's Doug live?
I think Sacramento.
Does he?
Yeah. He's out of state.
I was going to guess Philly. Aren't we based in Philly?
No, he's our regional, though. He lives out west.
Right, right.
I just don't know where he lives. I thought he lived in San Francisco, but...
I don't think anyone's in charge.
He's probably out partying right now.
Dude, I think
laughing
it's,
about...
I think it's absolute...
Who the hell are we going to hire in Portland? Who cares?
It's absolute Thunderdome at this point. I love it.
I'm going to apply. I'm going to get the vibe back at Odyssey Portland.
See what's happening?
It's all about
Let's
vibes.
Find more sun.
I want to come into a vibe.
That's what you're saying? Like, what's your plan for the building? And you just say vibe?
That's Isachi. Right.
Can you have a vibe with like 11 people?
I'm a vibe master.
It is the year of Isachi.
It is the year.
I'm going to have live music 24/7.
You were talking about building or buying a mountain once. Why not buy this? buy this place.
Well, I don't want to buy it. I don't think that's a good investment.
You just want to run
it. But I just want to, yeah, run it. Pay me more. I'll run it. Can't be that hard. There's only five people here and half of them never show up.
I don't think you want to run this
place. I'll turn on the lights. I'll get some live music going.
Can you get some more chairs? I don't know if we have enough of those.
Yeah, I'll get you some chairs. Whatever you need.
I need more seating
options. I'm a can-do leader.
I need more seating options.
Yeah.
17-7 at the half, by the way. Penn State got a field goal there.
And Boise State looks livid because they think someone moved or was out of formation.
We'll have lots of meetings. You can come into some meetings.
Love those meetings.
Suka, I need to talk to you.
That's my biggest
fear.
Shut
the door behind you.
That's my biggest fear is that who is ever in charge. I think we have successfully killed meetings for the most part.
And they don't even ask me for meetings anymore.
No. And that's my biggest fear is that there will be a resurgence of meetings.
You know what? And the thing about it is, I hate to say this, but it's true. 95% of the time, there does not need to be a meeting.
No. No.
So I just call them out on it. I'm like, this doesn't, just email me.
Yeah. But if you bring in someone new that wants to create a vibe, he may say, or she may say that 2025 is the year of the meeting.
That, sir, is not a vibe.
That is a vibe.
That is not a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a bad vibe.
It's not the vibe you want, but you're telling me that meetings are a vibe.
Well, you won't be seeing me vibing with that.
I want nothing more than to see what happens that if we got a culture like builder.
I have concepts of a plan.
Imagine if we brought in like a real culture builder type of person.
Well, Kim was a good culture builder.
She
was good.
Yeah, Kim was great, but Kim was not like a we're all doing this together sort of thing. If we got like a noon meeting every day.
Like a rah-rah kumbaya, yes. Let's like all go do a ropes course. Yes. Yeah, that's different.
Ropes course. Hey, I'll meet you there.
I want nothing more than Isaac Ropp, 20 plus years into this.
A little helmet and harness strapped on.
To run smack dab into the new culture leader.
Do they do the thing where you break the wood?
Yes. And then there's trust falls. Trust falls.
I'm gonna do a trust fall with you.
There's gonna be an obstacle course involved.
I ain't catching your ass. And you know that. You see, this is why we're good. You wouldn't fall back. No, you know I wouldn't catch you.
100%.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
There's zero chance. When I first got hired here, and when it was with the great Iron Furnace and then Dennis Glasgow. I swear to God, they were going to have us go do like a build a paint a fence sort of thing.
No, they did that. You guys might not have gone.
Yeah. Furness refused.
Yeah.
It was one of the great things. So that was a company.
I was here.
That you were there for that? Yeah, did you have to go do the fence?
It was a charity thing. I think I got out of it. I wasn't in a position to
say no.
Yeah. I couldn't at the time. I certainly could now.
Yeah.
Or at least try to. But I don't think I did it. I think I weaseled out of it.
See, so. I just remember sitting there. We were meeting at a bar. What was the old bar across from where PGE is now? Or the soccer stadium is now? What was that bar across?
The Kingston.
Yeah, the Kingston. Yeah, we were meeting at the Kingston. And our boss told us that because we had just met each other. And I knew Ian from Utah. Neither one of us had met Dennis. It was our first meeting. And our boss was like, we got this great idea. You guys can kind of get to know each other and kind of bond. And I was like, all right, what are we doing? Like, we're going to play golf or whatever? He's like, we're going to go build some fences. And I was like, are you?
Paint. It was paint.
Paint. I was like, are you S-ing me right now? And I was like, no, this is what we're doing. So I was like, God, I guess I'm going to go paint fences. And Furness just threw an absolute fit and was like,
"Didn't have time for that."
He's like, "I'm not doing it," and I was like, "You can tell your boss no." And the boss kept pushing back, and the more he pushed back, Furness is like, "We're just not doing it." He's like, "No," and we left that day. And guess who never painted a fence? Me. And that's when I was like, "God, Ian Furness, leg up and power move."
Listen, dude, he doesn't have time for that crap. No. His time's worth more than that. Don't patronize. Don't belittle me with the idea that we're going to go bond over a fence. I'm an adult. I can bond on my own.
So here's my question. How much...
So stupid.
How long does it take to get to the point where you can't be voluntold to do anything?
How long does it take?
Like,
I don't think it's not a
length.
It
probably depends on the person.
It's not a length thing.
Oh, of course not, because anybody with tenure can't just say that. Like,
exactly.
I guess... What's the threshold that gets crossed that then allows someone to go from someone who couldn't do that to someone who could do that?
If you bring in money to the company, you know, they'll tread lightly. You can push.
It really is more of a vibe, but here's the thing that you got to be careful.
Getting your bluff called?
I've seen it happen many a time. maybe with that same person. When you go leg up, Indiana Jones style, when you go Harrison Ford leg up and make a demand, you better be prepared for that person to call the bluff. So there's plenty of people out there that think that they are in that power position.
And it might have worked for you 30 times, but the 31st, maybe not.
And they can find out real quick that's not the way this works.
Yeah, but I don't think they care. I think that's the beauty of people that have the balls to do that. Yeah. They really don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever.
Because if they did, they wouldn't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The people that care too much are the ones that will never do that. And the problem is that the bosses know who those people are, and they know they've got them. Yeah. So it's the problem children are people like me and Ian who don't give an F. What are you going to do? Fire me? Okay. Bye.
It's such a...
What are you going to do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Bye.
Oh, it's just great to see. What? Yeah, no. That's not happening. I saw that a couple times in the NFL, and it was the greatest thing in the world. It's why that if I could go back and see one sporting thing, everyone always picks I'd see the World Series. I would just go back and see the Miami Dolphin players heckling Nick Saban. I want to hear Zach Thomas call him Little Nicky and refuse to do drills. Hey, guys, we're running sprints after practice. I want to see Zach Thomas be like, nice try, Little Nicky. I ain't running S. And then walk off the field and see Alabama Jones's reaction to it.
So I saw a list of the deads of 2024.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Some of them.
Is it In Memoriam, right?
Yeah, In Memoriam. Yeah. And they play sad music.
Yeah.
Blackbird
singing in the dead of night.
Some of them are not rest in peace, really.
Really?
Well, yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, they're like sons of bitches?
They were
rot in hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The OJs of
OJ,
the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was looking at the video, and there's a lot of names that died in 2024. A lot of big names, a lot of sports names.
Yeah, you don't really think about it. Ricky Henderson died while we were gone.
Yeah, he did. But there's also some deads that I'm like, wait, what? Hmm. And I want to bring those to your attention.
Let's talk about
it. And see if you remember that they died.
My guess is no.
So that's next on The Fan. I just kind of got a little sports sad.
What do you got?
Well, I just realized... After tonight, we'll only have 6 meaningful college football games left.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, the NFL will be winding down pretty soon, too.
Well, and don't throw that on top.
I'm just saying, every year it happens, and then we look up and we're like, God, what do?
So NFL. I saw a list of deads.
Yeah, talk to me.
For 2024.
Who died? I just saw Lisa Rinna naked.
Bodies fall out of Hershes. Lisa Rinna?
You know, that old-ass gal... But the Real Housewife with all the weird plastic surgery.
You know, that old ass gal.
Yeah.
She's married to Harry.
Yeah, Hamlin. I guess for the new year, she just decided to post a naked photo of herself and put 2 stars over her uptops and then a big 2025 over her nether region.
Cool.
Yeah, she just, you know.
So she's not dead.
No, she just was like, hey, here I am naked.
And by the way, that's not naked.
Well, I mean, she is nude.
She is, but when you have this.
Censored.
When all the cool parts are covered,
that's
not naked. You're not posting a nude.
This is kind of a weird way to be like, hey, it's the brand new year, so here I'm naked? Don't get me wrong. I mean, I appreciate it. It just seems like an odd way to... I just like clicked on TMZ, and that was the lead story of, hey, this person's naked.
So when you think of who died in 2024, who do you think of? Like, name some names that you know, that you remember.
Well, to be honest with you, I thought maybe OJ died the year before.
No, he died this year.
I'm trying to think. Richard Simmons died, right?
Yep.
Simmons died nothing's really jumping to my forefront of my mind. The one, the New Direction guy, Peter panned off the balcony.
Yeah. Liam Payne.
Yeah, I forget what his name was.
Jimmy Carter.
His name's Liam Payne.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter.
Like 2 days ago.
Jimmy Carter.
I'm trying to think of...
James Earl Jones died.
Oh,
you remember that.
I do remember
Bob Newhart died. Pete Rose died.
Oh, who did I... I killed Bob Barker, right?
Bob Barker...
You guys accused me of that.
I think that was actually December of last year.
Oh, was it?
I think.
Maybe it was this time last year when we were doing these shows, yeah.
Ricky Henderson died. Willie Mays died.
Yeah.
Bill Walton died.
Willie Mays died this year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boy, I would have sworn that Willie Mays died way before that. Yeah, the Bill Walton one. Boy, all of these people, like, none of these were jumping to my brain when you said who died.
Quincy Jones died. But you know they died. When I say their name, you're like, oh, yeah, they did die. Yeah. Like, Quincy Jones died.
Yeah. Oh, Carl Weathers died.
Carl Weathers died.
Yeah, Apollo Creed died.
Jerry West died.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
but also dead.
Greg Gumbel just died.
Who?
Greg Gumbel just died.
Yeah, Greg Gumbel just died. Gumbel, yeah, Richard Lewis passed. Also dead. And these people I did not know died, and I am still floored by a few of them. Toby Keith is dead.
I forgot about that.
Did you know that?
What
happened to Toby Keith?
I think he had cancer.
I think that's right.
In fact, I think he battled cancer for a while. It was surprising because he had cancer. He there's a really sad. It was actually now it's a really great performance. He was battling cancer and he did a song like, and he looks weathered as hell. Like he had lost all this weight from cancer. He did a song called like "Don't Let the Old Man In," and you realize like he was on the verge of death. And it's a really kind of powerful performance.
Well, good thing I don't listen to country.
Yeah.
Dr. Ruth is dead.
Again, I would have sworn that that was before this year. No. I think what I do is I think people have been dead longer than they have.
Morgan Spurlock is dead?
Again, there's no way that was this year.
Really?
This had to be way earlier in the year.
I had no idea he died. He's young.
Yeah.
Ish.
He was fighting something, too.
Yeah, I think he had cancer, maybe. Yeah. Who else?
Yeah, I thought that was earlier.
Lou Dobbs is dead?
Sorry.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Are you laughing at the death of the great Lou Dobbs?
I am not laughing at the death of Lou Dobbs.
I didn't know he died.
I would not do that.
Did you know Shannon Doherty died?
Yeah, that's right.
Because she did.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
Oh, Matthew Perry.
Dead.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew that. Yeah. Did you say that one already?
Again.
No.
That was a big one,
though. If you asked me.
Well, he wasn't on the In Memoriam, so that might have been.
Oh, was that last year?
Might have been.
Jeez. Yeah.
These are all people that, like, half of these people I would have, I knew were dead, but I thought died.
Have I named anyone that you didn't know died?
Lou Dobbs.
What about Chuck Woolery? He's dead. He died in 2024. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I don't think I knew Chuck Woolery died.
Back in 2 and 2?
We'll be back in 2 and 2.
He's dead.
Really?
Yes.
I think the problem is that if they die while we're not doing the show, I think it slips past.
Yeah, that's true. Although I saw Ricky Henderson's death.
I did see Ricky Henderson's death, too.
And we weren't on the air.
But that's kind of more along my timeline. Like, I don't know. Chuck Woolery hasn't... Yeah, I mean, Ricky
hasn't done anything.
He hasn't done anything in a while, either.
Dabney Coleman is dead.
Oh, really?
Passed away in 2024.
I had no idea. That might be the first one that completely floored me.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
You know, Dabney... Look him up. You'll recognize
him. I would have thought that was a woman, so...
No, it's an actor.
I don't know if this is it for you. Like, what do you remember most from Dabney Coleman? He did a movie...
kind of looks a little like the MyPillow guy.
What?
Did you just go MyPillow?
Yeah, whatever that guy's name is. He kind of looks like him with a mustache.
Yeah, I guess.
And
he kind of does with that, but I don't remember him with the mustache.
I'm only seeing photos of the mustache.
This is probably going to be an awful movie if I went back and watched it, but he was in a movie from my youth called Cloak and Dagger that I absolutely loved.
Why is it that every photo of Dabney Coleman... He has a mustache, and I don't remember him with a mustache.
He always had a
what
mustache.
What is happening?
You didn't remember he had a mustache?
No.
I don't think I've ever seen him without a mustache.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, every image of him has a mustache. I'm like, wait a minute. Did he ever not have a stash?
I don't think so. He was a mustache guy.
Well, that's pretty obvious, Jason. Thanks.
Cloak and Dagger, War Games? Tootsie?
Tootsie.
Tootsie?
Also dead.
Boy, that kind of bums me out. I didn't know.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Really?
He died.
Of Iron Eagle fame.
Yep.
Didn't know he died. Huh. No idea. You threw me for a loop on a couple of those.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
By the way, is Iron Eagle's name a bad joke about Iron Eagle? Because I always think that when announcer Iron Eagle.
His parents were a big Iron Eagle fan?
Yeah.
The poor man's Top Gun, and they're like, I'm going to name him Iron Eagle. That's a good name, though. Iron Eagle?
Ian Eagle?
Doesn't he have a kid? Isn't Iron
Eagle? Noah Eagle, yeah.
Yeah.
Nepotism at its finest.
Noah Eagle?
Yeah, Noah Eagle actually does big games, unlike Jack Collinsworth, who just kind of stands around and does stuff.
Is there an easier gig to get being a kid than just being a sports commentator?
Is your kid a sports commentator?
No. I'm not that good.
So maybe it's, maybe it's not that easy.
Look, all I know is when there is... I just think if your dad is high up as a broadcast professional, your kid will also be high up as a broadcast professional. See Jack Collinsworth, who might be the worst that I've ever seen. And his first job was the most high-profile job you can get. Sunday Night Football. Hey, and it's not a real position.
What was he doing before that?
Sucking on his mama's power teat. I don't know. He didn't do anything.
Boy, you got a little turtled up there, didn't you?
Well, I just thought he was going...
No.
Thought he was going renegade over there.
Yeah.
He's 29. I think his first job was Sunday Night Football. Like, literally.
What was he doing before that? I want you to tell me.
All right,
I bet it was better than you think.
I don't think so. No, I really don't.
Well, I do.
Yeah, he worked at when he was in school, he was a student at Notre Dame, and he worked on the NBC sideline production team for Notre Dame football. I wonder how I got that job. Following his work at NBC student, he began working in ESPN.
Aha! Uh-huh.
He started out as a features reporter on NFL Sunday Countdown.
Oh, there you go.
I wonder how he got that.
See, that's a good gig.
No. And then...
You know, I will not
And then
stand.
He landed... The first real job that he ever had was Sunday Night Football.
No, you said ESPN.
Well, come on.
What do you mean, come on? It's like
it.
The worldwide leader in sports.
Stop it. And he got that job
right... What are you even saying?
He got that job the first year out of college.
I will not hit... You know, the Collinsworth slander on this show has gotten too severe.
No, it's not. Jack Collinsworth is literally, like, he is the Bronny James of broadcasters.
That's good.
That dude is terrible. He has no business being on there. And his first
job... And they don't really give him any minutes.
No. And the first job he ever got out of his he graduated from Notre Dame, and ESPN was like, would you like to be a features reporter?
A league he didn't belong in.
I bet he did a great feature.
I'm guessing, by the way, he did one feature in the 3 years that he was there. And then they were like, you know what? You did such a great job on your one feature here. Would you like to do something at Sunday Night Football? And he's like, what? We don't know. We don't have a really job for you, but we'll make one up because your daddy wants you there.
Do you know he's a play-by-play guy? For the Big Ten?
Doing what? The Big Ten?
Mm-hmm.
What's he?
In the Atlantic Ten.
Like, he's actually calling
men's
games?
Basketball, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's what it says here.
Sure,
no, I'll believe when I see it.
That's what it says here, guys.
Oh, by the way, he also
haters.
He also co-hosted the Super Bowl pregame in 2022.
Dude, that's a big gig.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I bet he earned that one. 4 years being removed from Notre Dame, they're like, hey, would you like to host the pregame for the Super Bowl? Why not? Thanks, Bronny.
Let me check my schedule, see what I got going on.
Hey, Dad, can I do this? I'm calling him Bronny Collinsworth from now on. Jack.
And Jack with no K, that it just makes it a little bit smarmy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's just J-A-C.
Or J-A-C.
Someone's right. Schultzy's going to blow a fuse. We need Schultzy here because this is the sort of thing because he...
Oh, he would hate...
He can't handle
it. He hates
this.
The free pass.
Well, Schultzy wants... Schultzy has got... What is the opposite of nepotism?
Schultz. Jordan Schultz.
Yes. If you believe in a yin and yang, right, the balance of the universe... Whatever Jack Collinsworth represents, Schultz represents the exact opposite. And they are like mortal enemies. One day, Collinsworth may get, he may get Luigi'd, and just know when that happens, it will be Schultz that took him out.
Have we made Luigi a verb? I like that.
Get Luigi.
Yes.
We should hire Jack Collinsworth here. You know, they make me a GM. I'm hiring him. Putting him on the show.
Maybe we just make him GM.
I'm going to give him a show on the Fan with Schultzy.
Wouldn't that be something?
I'm learning here that Ian Eagle's father, Jack Eagle, was a famous Catskills comedian and commercial actor.
We could call it the Jack Shack.
Ooh, there you go.
Hey. What if we gave Jack a show and we made Schultzy be the producer for it? So Schultzy had to stare at Jack Collinsworth every day.
He had to feed him stories.
Jack's asking him to go track down obscure audio.
He jacked a granny
today.
I know that would be terrible, but I would watch the hell out of that. Just seeing that interaction.
What if Jack Collinsworth took the Portland sports radio scene by storm? and became a
no one could
star.
No one could handle it. He doesn't need to. He's already a...
Yeah, what, I mean, this is beneath him.
It is beneath
him. What if when all this is done, Isaac passes the torch to Jack? Jack.
Yes! Jack, oh, my God, yes. I want
nothing
more.
You know
what,
we're 20 years? Get over here, Jackie boy. I'm passing it
over. There are two people that I want to replace me on this show. Jack Collinsworth and Rudy Rediger.
It's a three-man weave. That'd be great.
Jack Collinsworth, Rudy Rediger, and Schultz producing.
Well, what about you? Where are you going?
Well, we're all going together.
No. Suk has to be here. For Rudy, Rediger and Collinsworth.
Oh, so who's producing then? Jack?
You, idiot.
Okay, but so now you got two other people with Suk? Rudy and Jack? And me?
Buck's missing the whole...
Is he a moron?
It's possible. Yeah, probably.
I don't know. Buck, I think, is busy counting his Penn State, Boise State.
He's
they haven't
on...
even started the second half.
Dude, there's 20 minutes left in this show. It's New Year's Eve. Buck's on a plane to the Rose Bowl tomorrow,
you
and he's got a bunch of
out.
Money
you
on
are
this,
so
this Boise
checked
State
out.
Game.
You
Buck
son of a...
I
dumb.
Thought I was following this here.
No.
Buck just it's not worth explaining. Okay, we'll be right back. Here's Idiot. Hey, you know what's coming up after us tonight? The new Jack Collinsworth show. Sounds like we need to bring in Jack Collinsworth to replace Buck's updates.
Do the updates.
Yeah.
No one could be more checked out than Buckley right now. He's got a lot of money on a big game, and he's on a plane in the morning to go down to the Rose Bowl. Your white privilege.
I was just a little thrown off, but here's Idiot.
Well, it wasn't that hard to follow.
Apparently it was.
Okay. Yeah,
I
get
don't
it
really
now.
Understand how you didn't follow that.
I thought, okay,
been there. You ever had that where you just, like, you realize you're like, oh, my God,
I'm
can't.
A moron.
Yeah. There was once, I still make fun of my daughter, who's the smartest one in our family, is going to be a doctor. And a number of years ago, I asked her, I said, can you go upstairs and grab my, I've got a black shirt, and it's just, it's on the hook right when you walk in my room. And she's like, okay. So she goes upstairs, and she's gone for like 3 minutes. And I'm like, what the hell? Stop and go to the bathroom, whatever. So she comes back down a couple minutes later, and I'm like, dude, where's the shirt? And she goes, I couldn't find it. And I was like, oh. So now I'm thinking to myself, well, dumbass, maybe I didn't put it on the hook. Maybe I threw it in the hamper or whatever. So I go walking upstairs. I walk in my bedroom. And right when you walk in, like literally right there is the hook on the wall. And what's hanging there but is the black shirt that I asked for. And I sit there and I'm like, well, what? So I take the shirt. I go back downstairs. And I said, hey, dumbass, like, what is this? And she goes, oh. I was like, how did you miss it? I said, black shirt on the hook. And she, hand to God. She looked at me and goes, I thought you said on the hoof. And I stared at her and I said, what? I mean, what on the hoof? She goes, yeah, I thought you had met like a coat stand with like a hoof or something on it. And I'm sitting there looking at her and I'm like, what? She goes, I don't know. You like animal decor? I'm like, you've been in my room. Have you ever seen like a deer leg on the wall?
Has there ever been a hoof in this
house?
You
like animal decor?
And she's kind of sitting there and I'm like, I asked for a black shirt on a hook right when you walk in. So you walked in, saw a black shirt on a hook and thought, no, he wants the black shirt on the hoof.
But I don't see a hoof. So now what do I do?
And she, to this day, she cannot explain. And she goes, well, you weren't Clara. She goes, I didn't really hear hook. I thought I heard hoof. And I'm like, and you couldn't put those two things together.
All I saw was a black shirt on a hook, but I couldn't find one on a hoof.
But she didn't deduce that.
No.
Perhaps hoof meant hook.
No.
And that would be the solution.
Came back downstairs empty handed and was like, I couldn't find it. That is the smartest person in my family. And to this day, she's a bit embarrassed by it, she just kind of throws up her hands like, oh.
My son is an idiot.
Here comes Boise.
Boise State 14-7.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
So if they win, they play Notre Dame, Georgia?
Correct.
Yes.
Look, I'm rooting for Boise here. But come on.
Boise State for the whole damn thing.
What if they're in the final?
Oregon-Boise rematch?
ASU-Boise Natty.
Dude, if Boise State won the national championship, it would be the greatest upset. And that would be Miracle on Ice type stuff.
Leicester City.
Yeah, wasn't that? Yeah, the don't they say that from an odds maker standpoint, that was actually the biggest upset?
Correct. Biggest in sports history.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we should probably take a break.
Probably.
Because coming up next is God knows what.
Yeah, does it really matter?
ESPN national does programming.
It matter? That's a great question.
Who at ESPN should we is just being leave? Forced to work? Yeah, we should just leave now.
Probably Freddie Coleman.
I got to get to the hoof. I got to go find my shirt on the hoof.
All right. We'll be right back. Wrap it up next on The Fan. Did Mike Francesa ever have kids?
That I don't know.
Does anybody know about that?
That I don't.
Big deal.
Because I'm surprised we haven't heard from his kid as a like some sports, like the Golics, you know, yeah. The talk show guys.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm trying to think. Russo's got a kid that he's on a show from time to time. I know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Mad Dog?
Yeah, he talks about his kid a bunch. I'm trying to think of anyone else that, like, is, yeah, the Golics are one. A lot of play-by-play guys, because Buck and Eagle and all that. The Carries, obviously, have a lot of that going on. I'm trying to think of any other big national brand guys that have shoved it down their throat quite like Collinsworth. It's a bold move.
You know, Genty has 42 yards.
Yeah.
And Boise is within three.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you could hope for if you're Boise, is your hang around. And the thing is, I mean, I haven't been able to watch the entire game that
Maxson
close.
Looks like he's throwing it around pretty good.
Yeah, well, boy, I mean, Penn State came out with 10 guys at the line of scrimmage. So clearly they're like, hey, someone else. But Penn State has had about half a dozen opportunities to put this game away, and they're being Penn State.
That's very Penn State of them.
It's very Penn State, yes. They keep having opportunities, and they're just not capitalizing them. And if you let Boise State hang around, you know, that's the scary part. When you watch the game, Penn State clearly is the better team. So you wonder if can they keep making these dumb mistakes and Boise State capitalizing, or is this one of those where eventually Penn State cleans it up, and by the time we're done, this is 38-17.
All right.
Okay. Is anyone even listening at this point?
Honk your horn if you're out there.
Most people at home or at some sort of
we need you
holiday gathering, if you will.
What do people even do now for New Year's?
I got invited to it. There were some people that were having. Patrick Harris is having a shindig at his house.
Well, I know people at parties. Yeah. I just mean, like, what do you, if you go out, like, what do you do? Like, when I was young,
yeah,
it was, you pay, like, the cover, a yeah. big cover, yeah. and all your drinks were free, and you'd get in, and you couldn't leave.
There's definitely that. There's a bunch of, every big hotel has a big New Year's party. I've been out a couple times. Other places do, you pay a small cover, and you got to pay for your drinks, but at the end, they do, they'll do a free champagne toast. I know I've been to Kell's a couple times for New Year's, and they do that. They do a little New Year's menu with some discounted items, and then at midnight, most bars will do a countdown toast where they pass out free champagne.
So what are you doing tonight, Buck? You got to catch a flight early.
Yeah, not a lot. I'm going to go home, and I have a bottle of champagne and a little dessert, and we're probably going to watch a movie or something. I don't know.
Cute.
Yeah.
We've been out a couple times over the years. Like, we did. I think we've done... I think we've done. I like Kell's. I'm a big Irish bar guy. I've done Kell's, I want to say, maybe three of the last 5 years for New Year's. And it's a nice, you know, they always got some live music, but, you know, you can go. There's every bar in Portland is doing something.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to try to bring the peeps in.
Yeah. I prefer that versus the big ticketed events.
All the amateurs.
See, I like the house party. I like the game centric house party. Have sure. a couple couples over, do yeah. a dinner maybe, and then. You know, whether it's card games or whether it's board games, you know, kill the time between dinner and when the ball drops, some drinks.
What's the go-to board game these days?
Man, I don't know. I haven't played them in a while.
Well, like there's
we played the Yahtzee the other night.
Yeah,
we played Yahtzee.
A lot of the adults will play Cards Against Humanity
yep.
or a version of that.
Yep.
Exploding Kittens. Maybe a nice game of Monopoly that no one will want to play.
Yeah, you can't finish that. Yeah,
Monopoly's out. Have you played Monopoly Deal, though? Monopoly
yeah,
Deal
that's
is
pretty fun.
That's the quick one, right?
Our yeah. neighbors introduced us to that. We like that.
Monopoly Deal is good.
Yeah.
Old Monopolies.
You can't play it.
We did this at Christmas a bunch. My kids all have the Nintendo Switches, and so you can all play...
Against each other, like linked up?
Yeah, there's a bunch of like different games that you can all play that are just fun little kind of bar room type games, and you play them on the big screen and everyone gets their own controller.
Mm.
Yeah, we do that a bunch.
It's like the old Wii.
Yeah, like the old Wii. Yeah, same sort of thing. but with the Nintendo Switch, and there's a bunch of different games. We did that over the holidays quite a bit, and it's pretty fun. Because then everyone get involved. You know, you can get up to, like, I think six people playing on that
thing.
Talk
some serious S.
There you go. It's easy to play when you're... And they have, like...
Shove your sister.
Well, and you can do ones, like, you have, like, darts, and you play in all the different little, you know... And anything you can play in a bar, shuffleboard, darts. Something
they still
you get
have Tiger Woods Golf.
I think so. I haven't played a golf game in forever, but I still think they do those.
I used to love that. Actually, I didn't, but I played it.
I never got that.
It was on the Wii.
I still the only sports game that I still play is I still play the NHL hockey games. Like if I have a half hour to kill, I'll throw on some video hockey and play some NHL 2K.
I played Baseball Stars.
Yeah, Baseball Stars was great. Red team, blue team.
All right, well, you know what that music means.
I'm going to go home and watch the rest of this Boise State game.
You are?
Absolutely. I like this. We got a little...
Penn State O-line looked a little suspect.
Yes, we got a game here, man.
Well, everybody have a great New Year.
Be safe. No drinking, no driving.
I say don't be safe.
Discounted Ubers, there's
but
codes out there.
Do not drink and drive.
No.
That's the only thing you can do. Everything else, be wild.
Have at it.
We are back Thursday. We will not be here tomorrow. Enjoy the Rose Bowl, and we'll talk about it with you on Thursday.
Rose Bowl right here.
Buckley, enjoy the Rose Bowl.
I intend to, thank you.
What a fun time. And yes, we will have the game on tomorrow at 2 o'clock. What time's our pregame start tomorrow?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Listen to our pregame. Watch the Texas ASU game.
Our pregame with Jack Collinsworth. Begins at
and Schultz.
And Schultz. Oh, my God. I hope one day they're pass cross.
We're back Thursday, 3 to 7 on the Fan Connect.